Welcome back. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money. I'm your host, Dave Popwich. I'm flying solo this week. We've got Rob, Leanna, and Faisal all away, but I am very happy to have Megan Williams, who's a communications specialist with Alzheimer's Calgary, joining us again, actually, a recurring guest to our show. Megan, welcome back, and thanks for taking some time with us today.
Well, thanks so much for having me. It's always such a great time to be on the show.
Well, and you know, as you'll recall from past conversations, my family's got its own challenges with dementia and Alzheimer's, and unfortunately, Faisal's family's going down that path now. But it's not an uncommon story amongst Canadians. I'm looking at some data here that says, you know, we estimate 76,000 Canadians this year alone will be diagnosed with dementia, and a significant chunk of those will be Alzheimer's diagnosis ultimately. So this is a disease that's going to affect many, many Canadian families. Now, let's just talk a little bit about Alzheimer's Calgary and the work that you do and how it directly supports Alzheimer's dementia patients in this community itself.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks so much. You're absolutely right. We're thinking over a million Canadians are going to be living with some form of dementia by 2030. So many Canadian families will be impacted. Some of the research that we've done shows that over half of Calgarians identify that they have been impacted in some ways by Alzheimer's or dementia. So it's something that so many people are dealing with. And at Alzheimer Calgary, we have a team of dementia support navigators that anyone going down the dementia journey can reach out and speak with. We also do education sessions for care partners, helping them to build their strategies and coping skills along the dementia journey as well. So yes, anybody who has a dementia diagnosis, we encourage them to reach out to us to get support and really not to do it alone.
Well, I think that's a really important point you just made, is doing it alone can be a pretty scary proposition. And unfortunately, you don't have to do it alone, because there are many, many people and families in this situation, and many that are ahead of you and can help you guide and understand what it is you're going to face. Now, we're coming into an important day next week. It's called Giving Tuesday. Why don't you take just a minute and share with us a little bit about what Giving Tuesday is?
Sure. So Giving Tuesday is a national day of generosity. It was founded in 2012 and really inspiring people around the world to do good. And what that has translated for many folks is giving or donating to their favorite charity. And we feel very fortunate that many people in the city choose to support Alzheimer Calgary. So for that day of giving, we're just asking everybody to think about the causes that are near and dear to their heart and support them.
Yeah. And you know, there's lots of ways to give financially. Certainly, we'll get to that one in just a minute. But it is important to note, certainly for the time I've been following dementia, my family's been affected by it. There have been developments, medical developments, certainly social and support developments along the way, but medical as well. And it does take money to, ultimately try to find a medical solution for this problem that's going to affect so many families. Now, I'm really proud to be able to say, and you can donate now, you don't have to wait till Giving Tuesday, but I'm very proud of my partner here, Faisal. As I said, he's started his journey fairly recently in his family with Alzheimer's, and he and another anonymous donor have decided to try to get things kicked off here. And they're going to be making a dollar for dollar match pledge for anybody giving, and they're going to match up to $12,000. So first of all, thank you to Faisal and the other anonymous donor who didn't want to be named. But tell us a little bit about giving, the impact of the financial gifts, and how that gets utilized.
Yeah, no, we can't thank Faisal and our other anonymous donor. We thank them so much. When donors choose to do a match that way, you know, we do find that it really inspires others to give. And we just want everyone to know that when you're giving to Alzheimer Calgary, you're really helping families who are impacted by dementia on the front lines, giving them the support, the education, and the resources that they need at a time that's really, really tough for them. We get families calling us every day with questions around, like, how to manage care, like you said, looking about solutions, strategies for coping with behaviors, You know, and we just want families to know that we are there for them, or individuals, or a person who is just maybe newly diagnosed with dementia and has some questions and they want to reach out to us. We're here to provide that support and that education for them.
And Megan, which specific programs, and maybe there isn't a specific, which specific programs or services benefit, you know, the most immediately from the donations that you receive?
Right. So that money stays right here in Calgary and goes to supporting our dementia support, navigation, and education services, which are all free of charge to Calgarians. So we offer coping with caregiving, caregiver support strategies, and any weekday, you can call Alzheimer Calgary and get your questions answered and find the support you need on your dementia journey. So that's really what those dollars are going to support. They really are making a difference for families impacted in Calgary and the rural regions that we serve outside of Calgary as well. And just helping people navigate this really, really tough time. We know that dementia is hard. We know that people have lots of questions that can seem overwhelming. We know that there's huge stigma associated with it. People are afraid to talk about it, but we're here to help break that all down, make it more comfortable for people to have the conversation. And just, you know, we want them to think of us as a great starting point, or for support anywhere in the journey, or support when, you know, you're just facing some of those really challenging questions, as so many families are facing. I know you know that, Dave. So yeah,
no, I absolutely do. And it's difficult. Again, somebody who's been on the journey with a parent, and I'm not diminishing by any stretch of the imagination what the journey my mother's gone through with her dementia, but often it's very difficult on the people that are supporting, that other person for all kinds of reasons, including guilt. I had to move my mom just recently to a full memory care floor. And, you know, that's a difficult decision, right? The impact of those things. It's nice to have people to be able to reach out to, talk to, make sure you're making the right decision. You don't want to have to live with guilt of making the wrong decision. All those things are very, very real impacts. And maybe on that point, Megan, what are the most urgent needs that you guys are dealing with when you're dealing with families? Is there something right now, or is it just a consistent big need in one specific area or two areas?
You know, I think our greatest area of need really is, just providing more support, navigation, more education, more opportunities for people to learn and feel supported. Because as we say, dementia numbers are on the rise. The number one factor for dementia, people think it's family history, but it's not really. It's actually just, aging. So as we are an aging population, we are going to see dementia numbers rise. And we would really like people to always have Alzheimer Calgary at the front of mind when they're getting their diagnosis, even looking to go to the doctor. How do I have that conversation with my doctor? I've talked to my doctor. I'm still not sure about, what they're saying. I'd like a second opinion. Like, how do I approach that? Where do I look for other expertise in the city? That's what we're here for. That's what we're here to help people with. Because you can feel very alone when you're advocating for a loved one. And we don't want anybody to feel that way.
And if somebody wants to reach out to you, what's the easiest way to do that?
I would say go to alzheimercalgary.ca, our website, and you can find all of our resources, our phone number there, our email. We have lots of different ways that you can engage with us and get the ball rolling for the support that you need.
Megan, thanks always. Appreciate you joining us. The awareness is very important. Appreciate your time. Listen, healthcare is a very important piece of the journey into retirement. And it's one of the big topics we're going to be talking about our upcoming seminar, which will be held on Tuesday, December the 3rd at 7 p.m. in person at the Carriage House Inn. Now, to register, go to morethanmoneyradio.com or connect with us on Facebook for registration. On that note, I want to thank you for tuning in for another edition of More Than Money on QR Calgary. Look forward to chatting with you soon.
David Popowich and Faisal Karmali are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Wood Gundy and Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Karmali do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Wood Gundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Private Wealth consists of services provided by CIBC and certain of its subsidiaries, including CIBC Wood Gundy, a division of CIBC World Markets Inc.